Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overlord.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for replying to Skeptic Overview number 17. I think this is the most replied Skeptic Overview we've had in a while, if not the most replied Skeptic Overview. I throw a controversial word in there like racism and see what happens. First, before I get on with it, I want to take issue with magic and what happened when you replied with your podcast. You broke the feed. Yes, magic is responsible for breaking the podcast feed. You put a registered trademark symbol in your podcast. I guess it was Ramblecast Circle R, and it broke the feed, and that's a no-no. So in the future, let's not do that, okay? So, racism. I did allude to the fact that we're going to be covering what I believe to be the conspiracy of racism in a future 2 out of 3 Amigos, and I've posted in the Cosmic Forum. We have some moderators who are helping in the research aspect of this, and we'll probably even get them to participate in the podcast once we pull all the deal together and figure out what the hell we're going to say. But when I listen to your responses to this, one thing really, really comes to mind. We're all too nice. It's just, you know, magic and what you're saying. Yes, that's, you know, you're essentially correct, but you're too nice, Mr. Whoopi. You know, racism and hate preventing you from seeing the light. Yes, that's true, but it's too nice. These racist assholes don't understand that. Benevolent and the shadow knows. Yes, you're right, but this, you'll say that and they'll kick you in the face. It's just, that's the way it is. And we need to understand where that hatred has come from and how it has been fostered. Because really, it's all part of this strategy that we've seen over the past few years to create a polar nation where there's these people over there and those people over there. And if we keep them divided and they don't collaborate with each other, everything's going to be all right. And, you know, racists and the haters, the white supremacists, they're certainly at the extreme end of the right side. I don't think we're going to find too many liberal racists. There may be a few, but I guess they're a really downtrodden group in their meetings. It's got to go pretty poorly for them. But that's what we have here, is we have this part of the division that's been going on. And it's a vicious cycle where we'll have essentially a lot of really losers out there that didn't have any inspiration to do well in school. They have a crap job, making crap money, living in a crap house. And they're downtrodden, and some idiot asshole comes along and says, "Oh, well, you're that way because of the Jews." And the kid with the crap job, and I'm a loser because of them. Yes, I gotta kick the shit out of a Jew somewhere, and that'll make me feel better. And that's how it develops. At least I've seen how that has happened. In New York, a couple areas of New York State, of all places. I mean, you think it's relatively progressive, but once you get west of the Hudson, New York's no different, really, in many cases than the Heartland in some areas. And that's the real problem. Is this? I don't know if it's an organized effort, but there appears to be a focus to find these downtrodden kids and convince them they should be blaming someone else for the fact that they're in this crap situation. And that results in the hatred and the festering hatred. They now have a reason. They now have someone to blame other than their own idiotic laziness for getting them into that position. That's how it's developed. And it does, if you study that little piece of it, and I haven't done it nearly as much as I should. I know we have a super moderator who's a cultural anthropologist who's I'm sure going to have many opinions on this. Studying that aspect of it, you do find that it's a rather unique thing where the racism isn't really that anymore. It's hatred of a culture. It's blame. It's blaming someone else for the fact that you're not what you wanted to be, not what you thought you were promised to be. And so I think I rambled a bit like magic, but that sort of gives you a hint as to what this conspiracy of racism was back, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, in the old school conspiracy style. This twist of it, this potentially funded effort to find these downtrodden kids and develop this hatred to keep the division going. There were bits and pieces of this surfacing back then in a couple independent newspapers across the country. And we need to rekindle sort of that search and find these pieces again and connect the dots and see where that brings us. So there you go. That's the spin on where we'll hope to bring this. So I can't promise when we're going to do this, but this will be a well-researched 2 out of 3 Amigos podcast on that particular topic. So thanks for listening to this reply, and look forward to that podcast. And we will announce it once it's up so that the 8 or 9 people now that are listening don't miss it.